阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's Sabbath service.
305首。
Sing him 305. We're going to pray together and ask the Lord to guide us through this morning's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
请我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's all turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节跟第十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10.
第一章第九节。因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath.
从属灵上来看，人生只有三件事情。
Spiritually speaking, there are only three things in our lives.
第一个就是归向神。
First thing is to turn to God.
第二个就是等候神，服侍神。
Second one was to wait for God. To work for God, serve God.
那第三个就是等候神。
And the last one is to wait for God.
这个就是属灵生活的三个内容。
So these threethings are the spiritual life of ours.
也就是说，对一个属灵人来说，他的生活不能够离开神。
For a spiritual person, his life cannot depart from God.
离开神就没有属灵生活。
There's no more spiritual life anymore once you depart from God.
属灵生活就是以神为中心的。
And to have a spiritual life, you need to have God in the center.
那这三件事情是互相有关联的。
So therefore, these three things are all interconnected.
因为我们归向神，所以我们才能够服侍神。
Just because we turn to God, therefore we can serve Him.
因为我们服侍神，所以我们人生才有个盼望，等候神。
Because we serve God, therefore we have a hope, then we wait for God.
如果第一个没有做到，我们第二个就很难。
So if we do not do the first thing, then it's impossible for us to do the second one.
那第二个没有做到，第三个我们的盼望就不能够很清楚。
And without the second thing, therefore, there's no hope for us.
那为着要归向神，我们要离开偶像。
So in order for us to turn to God, we need to depart from the idols first.
因为偶像所要带领我们人生的方向，跟神所要带领我们的人生方向不一样。
So idols led us to a different direction than the direction that God wants to go.
所以如果生命中有一个偶像，人就不可能归向神。
So if you have an idol in your life, then you be impossible to turn to God.
那在这个三件事情上，
so during those three things we just mentioned,
归向神、服侍神、等候神，
to turn to God, to serve Him and wait for Him.
主耶稣曾经讲过三个比喻，
and Jesus Christ has given us three examples.
说那在后的要在前，
He mentioned that those who are behind should be in front.
那在前的要在后，
those who are in front should be behind.
我们人生好像一个马拉松赛跑。
Our life is just like running a marathon race.
有一次一个弟兄对一群信徒说，我去参加纽约的马拉松赛跑。
Because once a brother told us that he was going to attend the New York City's marathon race.
那其他信徒问他说，那你第几名？
And they asked him, what's your result?
他就拿那个证书给他看，他第五千名。
So he showed his certificate says that he was the 5,000th person who crossed the line.
其他信徒就笑起来了。
And the other brothers laugh at him.
五千名还有一个证书。
And even got a certificate for being number 5,000.
那这个信徒说，你不知道啊，一共有三万人在跑。
And then this brother tells him, you don't probably know, but there are a total of 30,000 attendants.
我得五千名，表示我胜过了两万五千人。
So the fact that I'm number 5,000 means that actually I was ahead of 25,000 of them.
刚刚在起跑的时候，可能他是最后的。
In the beginning, maybe he was in the behind most other people.
啊，但是他能够这样继续不断的往前进，到最后他到五千名。
Yet in the end, he was able to strive to become number 5,000 because he kept on going.
但是在当初开始跑的时候，也有可能很多人跑在他前面。
Maybe in the beginning, many other people was in front of him.
啊，但是后来他就落后在后面了。
But in the end, those people fell behind.
我们人生就像一场赛跑。
And this is just like our life.
啊，从这里一直跑到天国。
From here all the way to the heavenly kingdom.
有的人刚开始是跑得很快，跑在前面。
Some people in the beginning, they may be ahead of everybody else.
好像可以做我们的榜样。
As if they can be an example for us.
但是可惜时间一拉长。啊，他就掉到后面去了。
Unfortunately, as time goes on, they started to fall behind.
那有的人开始好像跑得很慢。
There are some other people, even though they start very slow.
哎，但是半途中忽然间啊，他觉悟了。
Yet halfway through, they all of a sudden caught on something.
啊，靠着神加快脚步，到最后他跑在前面，变成我们的模范。
And with the help of God, they stepped up their steps, and in the end, they becomes to the front of the pack.
所以我们的信仰，我们不能够满足于我现在的我。
So therefore, in our spiritual life, we cannot be satisfied with what we have now.
你看，为什么科技会一直进步
？Let's look at our technology today. How come it's progressing so fast?
因为我们不满足于现况。
Because we do not satisfy with what we have today.
啊，你觉得上网很慢，所以就科技一直发明，就变成上网很快。
If you think that your internet speed is too slow, then people will strive to get it better, faster.
所以不满足于现况，让人一直在进步。
And therefore, this not being satisfied propels us to progress forward.
但是你如果到非洲人呢，他没有什么欲望。
If you go to Africa, however, people there do not desire much.
但你发现他们没有科技，他们也没有进步。
As a result, they do not have such high technologies over there either.
但是我们在属灵上常常是也是这个样子。
It's the same thing in our spiritual life.
如果我们满足于我们现在的我，
If we are satisfied with what we have today,
我们就会停止进步。
And then we shall stop.
那如果我们常常不满足于我，
Then if, on the other hand, if we are not satisfied,
我们就会一直往前进步。
Then we'll continue to go forward.
那满足跟不满足那个标准是什么？
So what's the difference between being satisfied and being not satisfied.
那个标准就是圣经的教训。
And that criteria is in the Bible.
如果我们把圣经教训放在前面，一直在努力。
If we put the standard of the Bible in front of us and strive for it all the time,
我们就一直在进步。
Then we'll be making progress all the time.
那如果我们以周围的人当作我们一个目标。
If we set our goals among people around us,
可能我们就觉得我差不多了。
Then you probably will feel that maybe I'm probably good enough.
那我们就停止进步，我们就会在后面。
We'll stop making any progress. Then in the end, we'll be in the back.
但是问题常常是我们在物质生活常常是不满足的。
The problem here is that in our material life, oftentimes we do not feel satisfied.
但是对属灵的生活，我们常常是觉得自己差不多。
Yet spiritually speaking, we often think that we're good enough.
这个是我们信仰生活一个大问题。
This is one of the biggest problems in our spiritual life.
所以我们整个头脑都注意在我们物质生活上的一种追求。
And oftentimes we focus our attention on our material pursuing.
但是对属灵上似乎好像不知不觉。
Spiritually, however, we do not feel much.
这是我们信仰生活我们要非常警醒的一点。
So this is one thing that we need to pay attention to in our spiritual life.
首先我们来看马太福音十九章。
Let's all turn to the book of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音的十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
三十节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 30.
马太福音十九章的三十节，这里说：然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 30. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
This is what Jesus told us.
这句话一共重复三次，在三个不同的场合。
And this has been repeated three times in three different occasions in the Bible.
那三十节这句话是从 十六节这一段故事最后的一个结论。
And verse 30 is the conclusion of the story that started from verse 16.
这个十六节在讲一个少年的财主要来追求永生。
And this story is about a young, rich young man who is looking for everlasting life.
圣经特别说他是财主。
And the Bible specifically mentioned that he is a rich man.
其他的圣经有说他是少年的官。
And some other books in the Bible mention that he actually was young official.
所以他的人生有三个特色。
So he has three characteristics in his life.
第一个，少年。
First of all, he's young.
第二个，有钱。
Then he's rich.
第三个，有地位。
And then he has status in the society.
这个是我们今天所追求的。
So those are the three things that we strive for in our material life.
你如果告诉一个人你看起来像五十岁啊，其实他只有四十岁，那很失礼啊。
If you tell somebody who's 40 years old that he looks like 50 years old, that's very rude.
但是如果你告诉一个人你看起来像五十岁，其实他已经退休了，六十五岁啊，他一定请你吃饭。
Yet if you tell a retired person who's 65 years old that he looks like 50 years old, then he'll be very happy.
所以人喜欢年轻。
So we all wanted to be young.
年轻有无穷的潜力。
And to be young is to have great potential.
他又是官，他有权。
Then he's also the official, therefore has a power.
这是一种某种程度的一种享受。
Again, this is some kind of enjoyment for him.
再来他有钱。
And then he is also rich.
但这个少年的财主似乎人生有一个问题，他没有办法解决。
Yet there's one problem that, that he cannot seem to solve in his life.
非常重要一个问题。
And this is a very important problem.
如果今天死了，这个少年的财主要往哪里去？
If he dies today, where is he going?
这个问题他没有办法解决。
He does not have the answer for this problem.
那如果这个问题不解决，
If he does not solve this problem,
他的人生变成毫无意义可言。
And then his whole life will be meaningless.
今天很可怜，我们看世界上很多人，他人生只有一个目标。
Yet we see many, many people in this world today that they have only one goal in their life.
就是赚多一点钱，享受一下，就是这样，人生只有一个目标。
Which is to make more money and to enjoy more.
讲起来这是很可怜的。
This is actually very pitiful.
为什么？
How come?
因为这样的人生是没有盼望的。
Because a life like this, there's no hope.
没有盼望的人生是没有价值的，是没有意义的。
A life without hope is a life without any value and without any meaning.
这样的人生跟我们家里面所养的宠物有什么不同呢？
And this life is similar to the life of a pet that we have in our house.
我们给它弄得很舒服。
We make their life very comfortable.
连狗也有冷气。
And even have AC for the dogs.
狗也吃得很好，也要减肥。
And they have special food. They have very good diet.
每天都带它出去运动。
And every day we bring him out to for exercise.
如果我们人生只注重赚多一点钱享受，跟我们家里面的宠物有什么不同？
If making money and to enjoy is all what you care for, then what's your difference between you and the dog?
所以这个少年人的问题很重要。
So therefore, this rich young man has a very important problem to solve.
我怎么样才能够得永生？
How can he obtain everlasting life?
能够突破今生，进入来世。
In order to break through this life and go into the next one.
但这个少年人问对的人他来找主耶稣。
And this young man came to the right person to ask this question.
因为主耶稣说，生命在我，复活在我。
Because Jesus mentioned that.Life is in me and the resurrection is in me too.
我就是道路真理生命。
I am the way, the truth and life.
所以他找对的人。
Therefore, he asked the question to the right person.
那主耶稣针对他的需要给他两个建议。
And Jesus gave him two suggestions according to his needs.
你如果要得永生。
In order for you to gain everlasting life.
第一个你要守诫命。
First, you have to observe the commandment.
他说什么诫命呢？
What kind of commandment?
从这个十八节主耶稣就讲很多。
And from verse 18 on, Jesus lists out all the requirements.
我们仔细看，这就是十条诫命。
And if we look at it, those are actually those ten commandments.
这个是主耶稣讲的。
And those are from Jesus.
所以，如果一个人只是强调你心里相信、口里承认，你就可以得救，这个是对圣经解释对圣经的了解还不完全。
So therefore, if you hear some people tell you that you can. As long as you believe and you will be saved, that's not a true interpretation of the Bible.
心里相信，口里承认，这是得救的开始。
To believe in heart and to proclaim in your mouth is only the beginning of your belief.
但是一个人要追求到真正的得救，他还有应该做的事情。
So in order to have true faith, you need to do things.
得救是恩典。
And salvation is our grace.
是白白得来的。
It's something that we gain freely.
但是要得到这个恩典，我们需要努力。
In order for us to really obtain it, we need to strive forward.
所以第一个就是我们要有一定程度的道德标准。
So first of all, we have to have a certain level of morality.
啊，那个道德标准是什么？
What kind of level are we talking about here?
就是圣经的教训。
And those are the teachings from the Bible.
就是十条诫命。
Those are summarized in the Ten Commandments.
啊，不可杀人。
Shall not murder.
不可奸淫。
Shall not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
Do not steal.
不可作假见证。
Do not give false testimony.
要孝敬父母。
Honor your father and mother.
爱人如己。
Love your neighbors.
如果我们社会能够做到这个最基本的需求，我们的社会会很多问题都没有。
If everybody in the society can at least reach this level, then most of the problem in our society will go away.
为什么基督徒很多？
Why there are so many Christians?
但是社会的问题还很多。
Yet we have still so many problems in the society.
就是很多人相信有神。
Because even though many people they believe in God.
但是他的生活并没有照着神的话来做。
They do not live their life according to the words of God.
没有照神的话来做，永生是得不到的。即使我们相信有神的存在。
And without following the words of God, even though you believe in God, you will not be able to enter the everlasting life.
但是这个少年说我从小我就遵守了，我还缺乏什么？
This young man, however, said that he had kept those commandments from his youth age.
啊，主耶稣说。
So asked Jesus, what do I still lack?
好，二十一节。
In verse 21,
你要变卖所有，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。然后你要来跟从我。
Jesus told him to go and sell his possessions and give to the poor, and then he will have treasures in heaven.
我们要想哦，为什么主耶稣要这样讲
？Let's think about why Jesus said so here.
难道信耶稣每一个人都不可以有财产吗
？Is it saying that every Christian should have no possession in this world?
好，我们看二十三节主耶稣的解释。
Let's read verse 23, how Jesus told him.
啊，耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你，财主进天国是难的。”
Jesus said to the disciple, "I tell you the truth, it's very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven."
二十四节，然后他做一个比喻。
He has an analogy here.
说骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国。还容易。
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
为什么财主进天国是难的？
Why is it so difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God?
难道一个人有钱就因为他有钱他不能进神的国吗？
Just because he's rich, he will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
当然不是。
That's not the case.
主耶稣的身旁有很多财主是很好的门徒。
We know that around Jesus there were many rich men who were very good disciples of Jesus.
但是关键是这个财主对钱的心态，这个是最重要的关键。
Key is their attitude towards money.
如果一个人很有钱
，If someone is really rich，
站在他的心里面
，Yet in his heart，
他不把钱当做最重要
，He does not value money as the most important thing.
那神就可以当他的神
，And then God will be God over him, Lord over
him. 如果他能够把钱当做一种工具来爱神跟爱人
，If he can use money only as a tool to love God and love others，
那他在今生要富足，他在来世也要富足
，And then he'll be rich in this life as well as the next life.
所以财主的困难在这个两点。
And therefore, the difficulties for the rich man is are here.
第一个，他生命中没有办法把神看成比钱还重要。
First of all, it's very difficult for him to value God more important than money.
第二个，他没有办法把神给他的当做一种工具来爱神跟爱神。
Secondly, he was not able to use the money that God gave him to love God and pay back.
所以这两种的心态使他没有办法跟从耶稣。
So those two attitudes prevent him from being able to follow Jesus.
而不是钱本身啊，让他没有办法跟耶稣。
So it's not Jesus, it's not money itself that separated him from God.
所以二十一节主耶稣说，你如果要做完全人。
So therefore in verse 21, Jesus said, if you wanted to be perfect.
什么叫做完全人？
What is to be perfect?
像主耶稣一样。
To be just like Jesus.
这个就是完全人。
And Jesus is perfect.
啊，如果你的信仰要往前迈进。
In order for your faith to go forward.
啊，你有一件事情要做。
There's one thing you need to do.
啊，变卖所有分给穷人。
And that is to go sell all your possession and give them to the poor.
你不但可以得永生，你可以把今生的财富转到天国去。
So not only will you gain eternal life, also you can transfer your current wealth into your heavenly possession.
22节，那个少年人听见就忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
Yet in verse 22 says, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
因为他的产业很多。
Because he's very rich.
啊，所以他希望得永生。
Even though he wanted to gain eternal life.
但是似乎他看钱比永生还重要。
But looks like as if he valued money more important than everlasting life.
如果今天我们得了一个很严重的病。
If today we have a very serious disease.
医生告诉你。
The doctor tells us.
这个钱哦，差不多要，你要医这个病啊，差不多你要卖你所有的房子。
In order for you to take care of, in order for us to take care of this disease of yours, you have to sell all your houses.
请问我们会不会做？
Are you going to do it?
我想我们会做的。
Well, I think most of us will do it.
你把房子卖掉，用这个钱来医你的病。
You sell your house and use that money to pay for your medical treatment.
你病医好了，钱还可以赚回来。
And then when you recover, then you can still go make more money.
但是如果你不医这个病，你留这栋房子，你死了，房子你还是得不到啊。
If you choose not to sell the house and you die, what good is it, does it do for you?
哦，所以为着要救我们自己的生命，我们似乎什么代价都愿意付出。
So as if it looks like we are willing to sacrifice all the material life for our own life.
但是为着要进天国，似乎我们有很多的代价，我们有保留。
However, in order for us to go to the heavenly kingdom, we seem to have more reservations.
我们知道肉体的生命最多活100年。
We know that at most we can probably live up to 100 years old.
但是我们愿意花一切的代价，为着活到活久一点。
Yet, most of us are willing to sacrifice most of all we have in order to live a few years longer.
那神要给我们的生命是永生。
Life that God is going to give us is an everlasting life.
是在天国的。
It's one in heaven.
是好的无比的。
It's good beyond anything.
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
但是我们不愿意花代价。
Yet we're not willing to sacrifice anything for it.
这个是我们进天国的一个问题。
So this is one of the biggest problems for us to enter the heavenly
kingdom. 跟这个少年人一样。
Just like this young man.
啊，所以这个少年人就离开了耶稣啊。
And therefore this young man left Jesus.
可见他已经落在后面了。
You can see that he has already fall behind.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为钱比神还重要。
Because he values money more important than God.
今生比来世还重要。
And current life is more important than next life.
所以他就落在后面了。
And therefore he fell behind.
所以我们的信仰生活，我们真的要很警醒啊。
So therefore we need to be truly alert in our spiritual life.
如果我们真的要得永生。
If we want to truly to gain the eternal life,
我们一定要看神比一切还重要。
We have to value God more important than anything else.
我们一定要看来世比这趟还重要。
We need to value the next life more important than the one we have now.
那有这个正确的观念，我们的生活内容才可以调整。
So once we have this right attitude, then we can adjust our life accordingly.
如果这个正确的观念建立不起来，你生活的内容没有办法调整。
Without this correct priority, there's no way for us to adjust our attitude.
我们会随波逐流，跟这个少年人一样。
We'll be just like everybody else in this world, like this young rich man.
我们看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
彼得对他说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有，跟从了你，我们要得着什么呢？”
Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you."What then will there be for us?
我们看彼得在讲这句话，彼得已经走在前面了。
We can see while Peter was saying this, he's already gaining position, moving to front.
那这个少年人离开了耶稣了，他已经落在后面了。
And this young man already he's falling behind.
那彼得说，我撇下所有的。
Peter said, "We have left everything we have."
啊，真的，彼得撇下所有了。
And that's indeed what happened.
他打了。一网的鱼
，He cast a net and caught lots of fish.
哦，船差不多点沉下去。
So the fish was full in his boat, and the boat almost sank.
结果主耶稣呼召他
，And Jesus called him.
说你来跟从我
，And called on him to follow Jesus.
我要叫你得人如得鱼。
So have you to gain man as if you're gaining fish?
圣经说彼得就抛下那一渔网，包括那一船的鱼呀、啊。把离开他的父母亲就跟从耶稣，所以他走在前面了。
And therefore, Bible records that Peter left all his fish, his boat, and his parents behind and went follow Jesus.
但是主耶稣说，在前的要在后。
And Jesus said, those who are first will be last.
彼得在这里啊，讲起来看出他的成就啊，我已经撇下所以，我要跟从你。
Peter,
我们要得到什么
？Almost he's boasting here, saying that we have already left everything to follow you.
但是我们要记得，过了不多久。
We have to remember that not soon after this.
主耶稣被抓。
When Jesus was caught.
回头过来看，彼得在哪里
？When he turned his head.Behind, there was to look for Peter.
彼得已经远远在后了。
And Peter was far, far behind.
别人说，哎，你是跟他同党的人吗
？When people ask him, are you the same party with Jesus?
彼得说，我不认识他。
And Peter said, I do not know him.
彼得已经落在最后面了。
And he fall way, way behind.
为什么
？How come?
因为他不是不认耶稣。
It's not because he does not know Jesus.
因为他不愿意为耶稣付出他的生命。
Rather, he is not willing to sacrifice his life for Jesus.
他想要得永生。
He wanted to have eternal life.
但是他看自己的生命比耶稣还重要。
Yet at that point, he valued his own life more important than Jesus.
他否定了耶稣。
He denied Jesus.
他已经落在后面了。
And then he fell behind.
所以他本来舍弃一切，他走在前面，现在已经落在后面了。
So originally, he left everything.And to follow Jesus, he was the first. Then now he's behind.
耶稣也没有责备他。
And Jesus didn't rebuke him.
回头过来看。
So he turned back his head.
那可能是一种很同情的眼光吧。
That's probably was a very loving and loving look.
哦，他就痛哭了。
And then Peter started to cry.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on,
他就决心要靠神的帮助，要跟从耶稣。
Peter made a determination to use God's help to follow Jesus.
所以主耶稣升天以前
so ，before Jesus resurrected，
告诉彼得
，he told Jesus
说你年老的时候，人家要把你绑起来，带到你不愿意去的地方。
Told him that when you are old, people will bound you to a place that you do not wish to go.
真的，到他年老的时候，为主殉道。
Indeed, that's what happened when he is old. He died, become a martyr for Jesus.
他跟耶稣跟到底。
He followed Jesus all the way to the end.
甚至连他的生命也愿意去付出。
In the end, he sacrificed his life.
所以他又再后又跑到在前去了。
And therefore, from being the last one, then he became the first one again.
那这样有什么赏赐
？So what is his reward?
好，二十八节。
In verse 28,
主耶稣说。你们这跟从我的人到复兴的时候人子坐在他荣耀的宝座你们要坐在他十二个宝座上审判以色列的十二个支派第一个赏赐
The first reward
我们要跟主耶稣坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列十二个支派
That we will be sitting on the 12th throne to judge the 12 tribes of Israel
就是要跟主耶稣一起当王
That is to be king with Jesus
这是荣耀的
This is a glorious position.
在天国的赏赐是荣耀的。
And the reward in the heaven is glorious.
我们看二十九节。
Verse 29.
凡为我的名偏洽房屋或者弟兄姐妹、父母兄弟姐妹，不要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
Everyone who has left houses or brothers and sisters or fathers, mother or children, field for my sake, will receive 100 times as much as and will inherit eternal life.
所以今生要得百倍。
Therefore, we'll receive 100 times in our life.
来世要得永生。
Next life, we'll receive eternal life.
哦，所以这是第一个我们在行走天国的一个努力。
So when we do our best on a way to heavenly kingdom,
要把神摆在最重要的地位。
We need to put God into the most important position.
竭力在神的面前做完全人。
And try as much as we can to be a perfect man.
靠着神，这是可以做到的。
With Jesus' help, who can do this?
所以彼得说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。二十六。
That's why when Peter asked him, "Who can do this?" Jesus said, "With man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible."
如果彼得能够为主殉道
，If Peter was willing to sacrifice for Jesus，
如果斯提凡能够为主殉道
，If Stephen was willing to sacrifice for Jesus，
如果保罗能够为主殉道
，If Paul can do the same，
我想我们也可以为主殉道。
And I believe that every one of us here can do the same also。
因为他们是人
，Because they are humans after all。
我们也是人
，And we are humans
too。那他们为什么做得到
？If they can do it，
因为他们靠神。
Because the reason they can do it is because they rely on God。
所以如果我们靠神。
So if we rely on God,
we,
then we can do it.
那这样的生命是有价值的。
So this kind of life will be a life who is valuable.
是在神面前是宝贵的。
It's truly precious to die for God.
所以我们需要努力。
So therefore we need to strive forward.
我们再看二十章马太福音。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
二十章的十六节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 16.
啊，这样那在后的将要在前，在前的要在后。
So last will be the first, and the first will be the last.
啊，这段圣经在讲什么？
What is this Bible talking about?
从第一节一直到十五节。
So from verses 1 to 15.
在讲天国好像葡萄园。
This is a parable about a vineyard, just like heavenly kingdom.
我们知道葡萄园要收获，一定要有人去栽种，有人去除草施肥。
We know that in order for the vineyard to harvest the grapes, they need people to work in there.
那这个葡萄园就是代表教会。
And this vineyard represents church here,
代表神的国。
Represents the kingdom of God.
所以教会要兴盛，神的国要发展，一定要有人进到里面去做工。
So in order for the kingdom of God to prosper, we need people in there to work.
那我们仔细看这个做工的人进到葡萄园里面的工时间不太一样。
Now if you look at the story, we can see that the different workers went into the vineyard at different times.
第二节说有的一大早他就进到葡萄园工作了。
And verse 2 says some people went there in the early morning.
第三节有的人在早上九点钟他就进去工作了。
And verse 3 says about third hour some other people joined them.
第五节有的在中午十二点钟就进去工作。
And then verse 5 mentions some joined them at the sixth hour and ninth hour.
有的是在下午三点钟进去工作。
So sixth an hour and ninth hour, different times.
第六节。
Verse six.
那有的是下午五点钟去工作。
And then there were some more joined them at the 11th hour.
如果用我们现在来算了。
If we calculate this.
你早上六点钟做到晚上六点钟十二个钟头如果不要太高了一个钟头十块钱你一定可以领一百二十块。
If you start at 6 o'clock and finish work at 6 in the afternoon, in the evening, if you get $10 per hour pay, then you get $120.
但是五点钟进去的只做一个钟头他应该只领十块钱。
So for the people who joined at 5 p.m., they worked only 1 hour, so therefore they should only receive $10.
但是从这个故事我们了解不管你六点钟进去或者下午五点钟进去你一定要做到底你才有赏识。
So the story, however, tells us that no matter what time you join the work, you have to finish, until 6 o'clock in the evening.
因为是太阳下山以后才算账的。
Because the reward comes after the sunset, at 6 o'clock.
所以你一定要坚持到底你就有赏赐。
So you have to hold on to the end in order for you to receive the reward.
但是我们今天我们仔细看这里有一些人他是在外面闲账。
However, we can see from the story that there are some people who are just walking outside without doing anything.
第三节还有闲站的人。
In verse 3, so people just in the marketplace, they're doing nothing.
有的是站到12点钟没有做什么觉悟了被邀请就进去了。
So some was wandering around doing nothing until 12 o'clock, then they realized and they started to go work.
他如果站在外面站到太阳下山连一毛钱也没有。
If they keep doing this all the way till sunset, till 6 p.m., then they don't have any reward.
但是他接受邀请他进去了他就有赏赐。
As long as they pick up the invitation and start to work, then they will receive reward.
所以什么叫做富足？
So what is to be rich?
我们常常用地上的这个眼光在看富足。
We often use our worldly view to look at this word rich.
一万块跟一百万有什么不同？
What's the difference between $10,000 and $1,000,000?
多加两个零。
The only difference is two more zeros in the end.
这个是地上的这富足。
That's the worldly rich.
但是这个富足如果不是因为神，连一块钱也带不走。
If it's not because of God, however, it's not one cent of those you can bring with you.
但是还有一种叫属灵的富足。
There's another kind of rich, is spiritual rich.
那这个做园在园里面做工这些人，到最后得到工价，这个工价是在天国里面的。
So therefore, the workers in the vineyard, when they receive the reward, those are the spiritual, reward in the heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做真正的富足。
And that is what consists of the riches in the true sense.
所以今天神拣选我们在教会里面。
So when God chose us today in the church,
如果我们在教会里面闲荡，什么工作都没有做，这很可惜。
If we just hang around here and do nothing, that'd be really pitiful.
哦，因为我们在灵里面可能就不富足。
Because in that case, we will not be rich in our spiritual life.
但是如果我们懂得把握机会，即使最后一个钟头也好，你进来努力做圣工。
On the other hand, if we know how to cherish the opportunity, even in the last hour, we come here to do the holy work.
哦，我们就会有赏赐。
And then we will receive the reward.
所以最重要是把握现在，赶快服侍神。
So the most important thing is for us to hold on to what we have now and serve God.
因为现在还活着，现在有机会。
Because we are still alive and we still have the chance to work for God.
因为天晚了就没有机会了。
Because when the sun sets, there won't be any more opportunities.
什么叫做天晚了？
What is to have the sunset?
一个是从个人来讲。
From a personal point of view.
你到年纪很大要服侍神就很难了。
It's very difficult for you to serve God when you get really old.
所以在年纪轻的时候要把握机会多服侍神。
So therefore we should try our best to serve God while we're still young.
这个是白天。
And this is our bright days.
要努力做圣工。
So we need to try our best to do holy work.
所以我们不要羡慕一个人啊，对圣工什么都没有做，只是到处去玩乐啊，这个叫做好命吗？
So when we see somebody who do nothing for the God and will enjoy his life traveling in the world,
从属灵上看来，这个生活方式是没有价值的。
From a spiritual point of view, this life is a worthless life.
不是说我们不可以玩乐。
I'm not saying we should not go around.
而是说我们的生命一定要把握一段时间来服侍神。
Yet we have to set aside some time to serve God.
那如果我们有那个信心，我们能够拨出越多的时间精力来奉献，这是越好。
The stronger our faith, the more time we set aside for God, then that would be better.
因为黑夜什么时候来到，我们不知道。
Because we do not know when the night is going to come.
我曾经看过两个信徒。
I have met two believers in the church.
他们在离世的，有一个是最后一天，有的最后几天，我去看他。
And I happened to go visit them in their last few days.
他说，如果神再给我机会。
One of them told me that if God give me another chance,
我一定要尽心尽力的爱人跟爱神。
I will try my best to love God and love my neighbors.
但是可惜他已经进到人生最后一天。
Unfortunately, that was the last day of his life.
今天神真的给我们机会。
Today, God is truly giving us more opportunities.
所以我们一定要把握今日，进到园里面去做工。
We have to hold on to this opportunity and go to the vineyard to work.
你如果到 Pacifica 教会，你发现那个花园好漂亮。
If you go to Pacific Church, you see they have a very beautiful garden.
这就是有人在那里做工啊。
That's because we have workers there to work in there.
但是属灵上，你看教会。
And spiritually in our church.
这个教会要发展，需要里面有人在做工。
In order for the church to grow, we need workers.
这个庭院才会漂亮。
In that way, that's the only way for the garden to be beautiful.
所以每个人都是被神邀请啊，进到教会里面服侍神。
So every one of us is invited to work for God here.
如果我们仔细看这整个故事哦，做工的果效他没有讲。
If we look at the story, they did not specify what kind of reward those workers got.
把罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌，但是神叫他长大。
It was Paul who sowed the seed and Apollo was watering, but God is the one who made the plant grow.
所以我们做工什么果效，这是神控制的，这不是我们能决定的。
So we do not know what kind of reward we're going to get. This is under the control of God.
但是我们能够控制，就是尽你的力量去服侍神就对了。
What is in our control is that we can try our best to serve God.
这样我们在天国就有赏赐。
And in that way, we're sure that we will have reward in the heavenly kingdom.
但是在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
It says, those who are last will be the first, and the first will be the last.
哎，真的，有的人哦，初信主很认做就做圣工，哎，后来事业一发展，那教会不见了。
Indeed, we see people when they first became believers, they're very fervent. The later they went away.
那有的人大病一场，忽然人生觉悟过来，认真做圣工，哎，在后便在前了。
We also see people who, even though they're not fervent, after they going through a trial, they become very fervent.
但是感谢神，有的人呢、从开始就在前，到最后也还是在前。
We also see examples who are in the front all the way through.
但是我们总不要说开始也在最后，连死的也在最后。
We should not be the person who are the last, in the beginning, and all the way toward the end.
所以这段圣经在讲做圣工，在后的要在前。
So therefore, this Bible verses are telling us about how we serve God.
好，我们看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
路加福音的十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
好，三十节。
Verse 30.
路加十三章三十节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 30.
只是有在后的将要在前，有在前的将要在后。
Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and the first will be last.
啊，这个这一节是对二十二节以后的一个结论。
And this is again a conclusion of the story that started from verse 22.
二十三节，有人问主耶稣说：“得救的人少吗？”
Verse 23, there's a person who asked Jesus, are only a few people going to be saved?
主耶稣没有回答是多还是少。
And Jesus didn't tell him, was only a few or a lot.
所以二十四节主耶稣说你们要努力进窄门。
Instead, he told them to make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
所以得救是进窄门。
So in order, to be saved is like entering a narrow door.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
但是你如果努力，你就可以进去。
However, if you try really hard, then you can enter it.
那为什么说得救是进窄门？
So why is it, to enter the narrow door?
如果你我们在看那个路加十四章，
If you look at Luke chapter 14,
就下面一章，
the next chapter.
这里讲天国的筵席。
There's one parable here about the great banquet.
结果三种人被邀来。
There are three kinds of people who are invited.
第一种人。
First.
他有一块地。
The first one who had a piece of field.
十八节。
In verse 18.
所以他说我不行，我要去看我的地。
Because he just bought a field, then he must go and see it.
第二种人。
Second kind of people.
十九节。
In verse 19.
我有五对牛。
He had just bought five yokes.
我没有办法，我要去看。
So he couldn't make it either.
第三种人，
and last one,
我刚结婚，
he just got married.
我不能， 我要走了。
So he can't come either.
这个三种人代表什么？
What do those three kinds of people represent?
第一个，财产很多。
First, has very great riches in the
world. 所以他没有那个心啊，那我准了，准了，我走了。
So therefore, he does not have the heart to come.
第二种人，事业很兴盛。
Secondly, who is very good purpose in his, Career.
太忙了，我没有办法，我走了。
He's too busy to come.
第三种人，
the third,
家庭很幸福，
very happy family.
带小孩子去那里学这里学那里，我没有办法。
He'll take his kids to different places to learn things there. He doesn't have time either.
什么叫做进窄门？
So what is to enter the narrow, enter through the narrow door?
就是对这三种人重新调整他的生活次序。
Is to adjust the priority of those three kinds of people.
家庭很重要，但是神比家庭还重要。
True, yes, your family is important, but God is even more important.
你这个调得过来，就进到窄门进去了。
If you can adjust your priority, then you can enter through the narrow door.
那如果调不过来，就是在窄门外面。
If you cannot adjust, however, you will be outside the door.
财产很多，感谢神。
If you are rich, yeah, you thank God.
但是如果我们能够调过来，神比财产重要。
If we have the correct the priority that God is more important.
我们就进去了。
Then we can enter through.
你调不过来，就是在外面。
If you fail, then you will be outside the door.
第三种就是事业做得很好。
The third person who is good in their career.
被公司重用。
They may have a high position in their company.
可能职位很高，配很高。
They may have very good pay.
如果我们调得过来，神比这个重要。
If we can adjust priority. Knowing that God is more important,
我们就进去了。
And then we too shall enter.
如果调不过来，
we fail,
可能就因为这个职位，我们永远进不到神的国。
We may never be able to enter the heavenly kingdom because of this career position.
所以进天国是难的。
So therefore, it is truly difficult for us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
但是在后的要在前。
Yet the one who's the last will be the first.
所以有的人本来对神的事情不都没有什么兴趣的。
So there were people who were not interested in anything about God.
世界绕来绕去转一转想通了他开始在前。
And that they wander around this world and in the end they realize and they become the first.
但是有的人本来在前面的。
But also there were people who are first in the beginning.
本来年轻的时候很热心祷告都半个钟头一个钟头。
They may be very fervent in their prayers when they are young.
也参加翻译神学班这么多参加。
They would do all different kinds of holy work for God.
一上班一结婚一生孩子就跑到后面去了。
And once they get married, they get they go to work and they have kids, then they start to fall behind.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
So therefore, the heavenly kingdom are the ones who strive.
我们努力就可以在前面。
If we try our best, then we will be the first.
我们没有努力，我们就掉到后面去了。
If we do not try, then we'll be the last.
神给每个人有机会。
God has given opportunity for to every one of us.
但是我们要在前还是在后，我们自己要决定。
Whether we're going to be the last or the first, it's totally up to us.
如果我们努力，
if we try our best,
我们就在前了。
Then we'll be the first.
我们就进去了。
Then we'll enter through the narrow door.
我们的生命就丰盛了。
Then we'll have abundant life.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
520.
520.